Welcome to the Story Pirates Podcast. The Story Pirates take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. Now, if you're new to the Story Pirates Podcast, you can keep listening here for a hilarious story written by a real kid. Or, if you want to take the whole ride, head on back to Season 1, Episode 1 and start listening there. That episode is a great place to start. It's called I Love a Ghost / Fred the Carrot. But whether you're a new listener or a longtime listener, we're so excited to share with you a brand new story right here every week until Season 6 comes out later this year. And one of those stories is coming up right after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show. We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
How did our brains even come together? Like, it's so cool.
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Peter here. Have you ever been alone in your home and suddenly heard the scurrying of tiny feet? Perhaps the gentle squeaks of a visiting rodent? If so, you've probably wondered, is there a mouse in the house? But have you ever wondered what those rats think of you? Well, our next story certainly has, and here to introduce it is the author.
Hi, I'm Alex. I'm 7 years old and I live in New Jersey. This is my story, Oh Rats.
Wow, Dana, look at our new home. It's even more fantastic than the listing on Willows.
Wow.
This will be a sanctuary for us where we can happily live by my mantra. Live, laugh, love. That phrase means so much to me. I crocheted it on these charming pillows I have right here. And these coffee mugs. And for some reason, on all of these shells I've decided are part of my decorating scheme, even though we live nowhere near the beach. Dana, strike a moving in day pose. 3, 2, 1, cheese. Wow. Let me add that to social media. Hashtag home sweet home. Hashtag live, laugh, love. Hashtag a spoiled cat lives here. Now let's head back to the car and grab those boxes.
Wow, Radifer,
Reginald, just look at our new home.
It's gorgeous, Retta.
I can't believe we rats were lucky enough to find an empty house on Willows.
That's the site that's like Willows for rats?
This place will be a sanctuary where we can live by our motto. If Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
But first, coffee.
Cheese, cheese, cheese.
We gotta get our mottos aligned.
This beats living the way we've been living, out on the streets, shivering in the cold.
Using garbage for a pillow.
Falling in love with a pigeon, but it'll never work because her family doesn't approve.
Reginald, what?
What was that?
This mattress in a box is heavy.
A human!
But at least I saved 20% with a code I got from a podcast.
Darn it! This place was listed as empty last time I checked! Boy, that's a lot of shells.
A lot?
Dana! Let me grab another pick! Cheese!
Did somebody say cheese?
No, Reginald, get back here!
Humans don't like rats in their houses!
But she said cheese! You know I can't resist!
Now, one from over here, Dana!
Who's Dana?
A cat!
So there's no actual cheese? What kind of monster says cheese without having it? Also, a cat!
We gotta get out of here. Let's go hide while they move in until the coast is clear.
And there, unpacked. I don't know about you, Dana, but I am exhausted. Now time to start reading that book my brother gave me. My year of rest and relaxation. Sounds relaxing.
Sounds like they're done moving. We can stop hiding behind this radiator. Let's move.
Back we go, to garbage pillows and cold nights.
And a love that can never be.
What?
What decorating guide did she use? Because this place looks fantastic.
But seriously, what is with the shelves?
I wish we could stay. This rug feels great under my paws.
Don't get too comfortable. Remember, there's a cat around.
I guess you're right, Retta. The streets may not have soft carpets, pillows that aren't garbage, or respect for rat and pigeon relationships.
Jenny.
But a life out there beats living in a house where you're always thinking there's a cat right behind you. What is it?
Radifer?
There's a cat behind me, isn't there?
Yep.
Dana, what's going on? Oh, rats. Oh, rats?
We've been made. Quick, let this human know we mean no harm. Let's, quickly clean up the furniture.
They're jumping on the furniture!
She seems stressed. Maybe she's hungry. I'll get something from the kitchen. Here! Pickles for everyone!
Now they're stealing food?!
That didn't work. Hey, Retta, try fluffing that pillow.
Great idea! I accidentally ripped her pillow!
Not my live, laugh, love pillow! That's my whole thing!
Oh no! The cat has Radifer by the tail!
Retta! Reginald! Help me!
Come on, Dana! Let's get out of here!
Radifer! He's been captured!
We've got to get him back!
Poor Radifer! What cruel fate determined his last moments would be with a cat and a woman with this many shells? Why? Why?
Snap out of it! We've got to find a way to get him out of there, no matter how long it takes.
Retta, it's been hours and we're still no closer to breaking Radifer out of that room.
The human is opening her door. Quick, hide!
The coast is clear, Dana. Come on. Now you put that chair there, Dana.
Now's our chance. Move fast to the room and we can grab Radifer.
Quiet as a mouse. Let's go.
Now we'll just bait these traps with some cheese.
Oh no, Retta. It's actual cheese. I can't resist.
Be strong, Reginald, for your friend.
The power is too strong. I'm sorry, Retta, and I'm sorry, Radifer.
Come back here, you.
Cheese.
No.
Hey, the cheese is all gone and we're both still here. And I don't see the human anywhere.
Maybe this wasn't a...
Trap! We trapped them in this box, Dana. Now to take them into the room with that other rat.
Oh, no.
Here we are, rats. Go join your little friend.
Look, there's Ratifer. He's lying motionless on that pillow. He's
napping?
Ratifer!
Oh, hey, you two. What's shaking?
Did they give you something to make you sleep?
Yes. A snack, this soft pillow, and my own little blankie. Oh, here it is. Guess I sleep warm.
What?
Gorgeous! I can't wait to let everyone know about my new rat pets!
Pets?
Yeah, you're gonna love it. Just wait and see.
Only, what should I name you? Well, it'll come to me sooner or later. And one last stitch. There, my throw pillow is totally restored, and it only took 2 weeks. Now I just need a scissor to cut the thread.
Squeak, squeak.
Or a helpful pair of rodent teeth. Oh, thank you so much, rats. You really are fantastic pets.
Wow.
And you too, Dana. Okay, now it's time for our social media post of the day. Come here, Dana. You too, live, laugh, and love.
You know, I really don't love my new name.
Ironic, because your new name is Love.
True, but I gotta say, live and laugh, we got it pretty good here.
You said it.
And how?
On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Cheese! Perfect! Hashtag pet pics, hashtag Dana, hashtag live, laugh, love, hashtag home, sweet home.
More like hashtag the end.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Oh, want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Send us your stories.
Send us your stories.
We read them all.
We read them all.
You know we love them.
Now it's time
for Story Pirates Roll Call.
Our first story comes to us from a 7-year-old from Oklahoma named William, and William's story is called I Can Wear This Shirt. In William's story, there is a very defiant man who will go to incredible lengths to avoid admitting that perhaps his shirt is too small. You will be surprised how far it goes. Up next is a story by Ash, an 8-year-old from Oregon, called The Water Cleaner. Ash's incredible story features, you guessed it, a water cleaner. Now, what do you imagine a water cleaner to be? Are you picturing it in your head? Well, it's not that. Picture something else. Yeah, no, it's not that either. Picture one more thing. Yeah, it's not that either. You'll have to read the story to find out. Great job, Ash. Up next, a story by Maya, a 9-year-old from Pennsylvania, called The H&C and SW Robot. This is an epic tale, and I will spoil only what the H, the C, and the SW stand for. It's homework, chores, and schoolwork. Huh. I think you can see where a robot in this department might come in handy. And finally, from a 5-year-old from Iowa named Thea, we have The Trucks Game. This story is amazing. It is full of illustrations. It is handwritten. And what I love about it most of all is that Thea wrote this book for her 3-year-old brother to read it to him. Ah, what a thoughtful big sister. Incredible job, Thea. To read all of today's Roll Call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast.
That was Roll Call.
Now it's time for you to write us a story. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories at storypirates.com. And remember, we respond to every single story we receive. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and big thanks to Alexandra, today's author. We'll be back next week with another brand new story. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Story Pirate Studios, executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, McKenna Cox, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer at the Relic Room in New York City. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Oh Rats was adapted by Megan O'Neill and features performances by Eric Austin, Giovanni, Anna Rock, Jasmine Romero, and Andy Vega. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney and Lee Overtree. Wow. I imagine it would be pretty scary to be a mouse living in a giant's home and you don't even realize it. And you think you're just going to, you know, where you keep your cheese, your fridge, if you're a mouse, and you're just having a little midnight snack, and then out of nowhere you hear giant footsteps. Whoa, that was weird. Hold on. There's not something outside my little door here. Let me take a look.
Oh, no. We've got humans in the house, Carol. Do we have any more human traps? Oh, they're so icky. They're everywhere. I'm going to go to the hardware store. I'll be back. Oh, they leave such a mess, little humans.
Huh. I gotta say, I did not see that coming.